This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Personal Injury Law.
As we get ready for training camp to get underway, it's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We had our buddy Adam Schefter on to start the show today. And he came on. We asked him about all the storylines around the NFL, but we wanted to know about his thoughts on the Falcons. And, Mike, he agrees with a lot of people that Michael Penix can be a difference maker. Here's what he said when we asked him about Michael Penix.
Well, I think he's got a chance to be a great quarterback. You know, if you watched him last year, you could not be encouraged by what he showed. Big time talent. You got to see more of it this year, but that was such a great quarterback class, and we'll see more of that quarterback class with JJ McCarthy. But I think if you watched him, like the vibes on him, the talk on him, people have been around. I think everybody's really excited about it. You could see why Atlanta drafted him. And now you have to go out and, you know, get it done on the field, but I think people are pretty excited about him.
They are, we are, and Mike, that's from a national perspective. Again, he's talking to all these different folks about, hey, what do you think about this guy or that guy? And I think that's probably sums up where people are at with Michael Penix. Now, look, if he comes out on fire, Mike, and, you know, he's got 7 touchdowns in the first 3 weeks or, you know, and no picks or something of that nature, this is only going to build, and it's going to, you know, get bigger and bigger.
Right. I mean, some guys, it's funny, we saw on the text line yesterday, we're talking about the schedule, and the guy's going, oh, hell, Dukes and Bell, we're going 3-1 those first. Okay. Okay. But Tampa Bay at Minnesota, because he says, J.J. McCarthy ain't going to be jack. All right. Well, that's okay, my man. I believe his name is Lester. Carolina did beat us at the end of the season, but, you know, we could probably bring the heat with our pass rush and make Bryce Young's day a little miserable up there in Charlotte. That's the third week of the season. And then we all know what they're like. The good news, bad news is we lost to the Commanders, but we hung with the Commanders. We were in a position to beat the Commanders in their house. You know, but they've added some pieces since last, as we have.
No doubt. Schefter also talking about, and if you want to go hit the full interview, it's online, odyssey.com. Subscribe to Dukes and Bell. Don't miss out on any of our interviews and great stuff, guys, that we do on the show. You can go check it out. But he also talked about the Bucs, and Mike mentioned it. Does he have us winning this division? Can we take the Bucs?
The Falcons?
Yeah.
I mean, they should be challenging for the NFC South title right now. Mm. And so to me, there's no reason they couldn't get that done, but you know, the Bucs have won what, 4 straight NFC South titles.
Right.
And so, I think you have to make them the favorite, but there's no reason the Falcons shouldn't be competing. The Falcons could have and should have won the division last year and didn't do it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Right. So they're going to feel like they're better with the pass rushers they drafted. And if that's the case, then they'll give Tampa a run for their money.
And that's what I was saying. I mean, because Vegas has us at 7.5. 7.5 wins means we're not winning anything.
No.
That means we're not in the wild card. We're certainly not winning the division, barring a tremendous set of injuries to the entire division. So that's why I just figured, as you said, get the national perspective from Schefter. And he says, yeah. And so that means that he believes in what we've got, what we've added. And it will be interesting to see just, you know, how dynamic Penix is. Because think back to, Carl, those last few years, watching him at Washington. I mean, the vertical passing game. I mean, the real. You know what do fans always say in the stands? Why don't we throw the bomb? Well, I mean, he's got the capacity to do that and everything else. His touch. He drops dimes.
He drops dimes. That's the thing, man. And I think that's probably going to be the most exciting part for a lot of fans to see since, I believe, again, Matt Ryan, We didn't push the ball down the field like that with Kirk Cousins. One, earlier in the season, they just didn't. But when you think about how we scored last year, it was methodical, right? It was literally, you know, hits and misses here and there, and we'd get to a point where we were in scoring position, and we'd score. We weren't challenging teams like that, even though Kirk made some great throws. With that said, let's hear from Chris Lindstrom, Mike, because he was talking about, and I thought this was great, what is his confidence level with Michael Penix? Because he said after the first game, I think people kind of knew in the locker room.
I think after the first game, playing together, that you go in there and, you know, practice is one thing, but when you go out there and you have real reps, it's another thing. And so we were able to do that. He just poured confidence into us and his operation and belief. And then we get here this spring, and it's like we didn't even skip a beat from the end of last season. So I think that's the biggest thing. And it's only going to increase with reps. I think everything in the NFL is the more repetitions you can do together, the better it's going to be.
That's good to hear. I mean, Lindstrom, again, one of the best guards in the league, saying he came in, he poured confidence into us because, again, you go from Cousins, all right, well, right, we hadn't played with you, we think you're pretty good, and then you get in the game, and he's like, okay, he's making the throws, he's getting the ball out, great. And then whatever they built in those three games, he's saying transferred over into the spring when these guys got back together. That is good to hear, guys. There is no – Mike, there's no learning curve here, right? We're going to pick up right where we were.
Right. I pause. I gave Carl a look. That's, as fans, that's what we're hoping.
That's what we're hoping.
But, I mean, you looked at that. We just mentioned those first four games. You know, we used to be able to divide season into quarters. Now we have an extra week. But, you know, Tampa Bay, that's a defense. I mean, the good news is everybody's a little sloppy in week one. Be less sloppy than the Bucs, you know. And there's always those mistakes. We've seen it. Minnesota, I mean, yeah, they've got one of the great wide receivers in the league. They got tremendous offensive weapons and aggressive. That's the thing. What does Brian Flores throw at Michael Penix? Does Michael Penix maybe throw a pick in the Minnesota game? Fine. It's going to happen. Throw three touchdowns in that game, right? But that's one of the realities. And then we mentioned, you know, Dan Quinn in Washington. That he showed he could hang with those guys. So, you know, the Buffalo game, San Francisco, Miami, that's why the first 8 weeks, there's some real doozies, you know, for the Falcons. You know, just as right now, perception changes. Some teams won't be as good as we think and vice versa.
What about getting to the playoffs? Chris Lindstrom was asked this question today. Again, camp starts tomorrow. Guys reported today. It's Dukes and Bell here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's his response about being focused and trying to get to the playoffs.
Yeah, I think one of the things I've learned is just that it's the process that you have to, and you can't skip steps. And at least in my time here, we haven't achieved our goal of making the playoffs. So, you know, to be honest, I don't know what that looks like. I don't know what that, you know, feels like to be there. But what I do know is that have the right processes. We have buy-in from guys, and we know what things are important. And we have belief in the staff and belief in one another. And I think that's the foundation that we'll build upon.
He hasn't experienced it yet. There's a lot of guys on this team that haven't experienced it yet. And if that doesn't make you hungry enough to go out and do whatever it takes to try to get there, then I don't know what does. And you know, again, we are going to harp on this because it needs to be harped on. 8 years is a long time. It's medical school.
Right.
It's a long time when you start talking about, okay, yeah, I haven't done this in 8 years. That's what's looming in front of us.
I mean, Jake Matthews is the only guy I could see on this roster that played in the Super Bowl.
That's right.
You know, and so, look, we know how the trajectory for this franchise, for the city, changes if we get it done in Super Bowl 51. But this has now since been, the high water mark would have been beating the Rams and sticking it to the Eagles the second year. We really could have gone back to, I mean, now it's hard for some to imagine outside Atlanta. That defense was so good in 17. It really came together. Shut down the Rams. We held those two guys less than like 20 points in those two games. It's pretty amazing.
Mike, look, and the weirdness of the 17 season that you're talking about, yeah, it felt weird because everybody was still talking about the Super Bowl loss. Give Dan Quinn credit, and I didn't like the phrase that embrace the suck thing that, right, you know, basically, hey, we didn't get it done, but we're going to come back. But Mike's right. Like, the talent was there to get back, and then you get to the playoffs, and we were like, okay, anything can happen. It didn't. 404-726-0929. I'm going to let you hear Bijan here in just a minute. What were you going to say, bro?
No, I just went back and looked at it. We held the Rams to 13 points, and we lost 15-10 to the Eagles in that final throw to Julio. Yeah, I mean, it was a real game, and that team went on, obviously, to go win the Super Bowl. So, frustrating. But, no, I love Chris Lindstrom, and we heard this from A.J. Terrell at minicamp back in a few months back. This is definitely a thing because, again, as you said, they were in the driver's seat. It was a cakewalk. Nobody blows a 6-3 lead this division.
Well.
Then the Cousins happen.
Yeah, until they do. Hey, man, Bijan, what about this being a playoff team? Bijan, are we a playoff team?
Like I say, like, I try not to look, you know, that far down the line. But obviously, like, that's the goal for this team. You know, I know everybody says, like, win the division, which is, these are obvious goals that we want to do. But for us, like, it's more so if we just handle every single game the same and, prepare the same for every single game at a high level, then we're going to reach all of our goals. And we're going to get to everywhere we want to get to. And you know, obviously everybody wants to win a Super Bowl. Like, that's everybody's saying that they're good now. Like, everybody's like, we have the best team now. But for us, it's like, you know, we got to put it to action. Like, we got to actually do it. You know, all the talk is like, no more talk. Like, talk doesn't help anything. So for us, like, if we just actually just put our heads down and just work hard, we have the pieces, you know, that we need for a great successful team. But now it's time to come together, and so we can do it that far down the line.
Look, he's a leader, and that dude is everything they thought he'd be when they drafted him. Should have had 1,000 yards that first season. Again, and he'll always have a special place in my heart. Finally won the Shenanigans League, Carl, after 11 years. But anyway, yeah, he's a dude that can do it all. I'm curious to see, you know, what is the role for Algier, because you don't want to run him into the ground either. I thought last year they found the kind of the perfect balance, and if anything, there were even some times in short yardage where maybe Algier should have gotten more carries.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I feel like, you know, it's a rhythm thing, right?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bijan is rolling and he's got a good rhythm going. Sometimes you don't want to take him out, but I'm with you. He's not going to touch it every time. And we do have a very capable back in Tyler Algier, who hasn't said anything, by the way, just has been the best teammate you could ever be when it comes to this whole situation. And I think they're boys, as they've told us before.
That's allcan.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.